Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Expert Chats podcast, where we get professional insights from thought leaders in marketing and business communication so you can amplify your campaigns.
Our guest today is Elizabeth De Stadler from Novation Consulting. Elizabeth specializes in all things compliance and risk management and prides herself on being slightly out there. And that's what we love most about her, as she really brings a fresh perspective to compliance issues. She also happens to have a master's cum laude in consumer law. Welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm always mortified at the introduction. Makes me shy.
No, never, not you. It feels like it's been an eternity since people started talking about Papia in 2013, but now it's here and we have less than a year to comply.
Yeah.
Elevator pitch style, what does this mean for the marketing industry?
Right, so I always say to marketers that Poppy is actually just about having good housekeeping. So it's going to force you to do some things that you should actually already be thinking about. So if I had to summarize it in 3 points, we've got to get better at keeping track of where we're getting our personal information from. We've got to get better at notifying people what's going to happen with their personal information. So when we're going to send them marketing, we've got to get better at writing consents that they understand and that are user-friendly. And then the last thing, which is really important because it keeps you, out of the crosshairs of the information regulator, is to make sure that when people unsubscribe, you stop contacting them, that you respect those unsubscribes. We know a lot of marketers, get into trouble because they're not, managing their master list properly. And so it happens that, a person who unsubscribed to the previous newsletter gets the next one because maybe we reloaded the master list without processing those unsubscribes. So that's really, really important because, as I said, around about 80% of people who complain about direct marketing already tried to unsubscribe.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So I think, that's probably the most important bit.
And probably the most frustrating for them.
Oh, yeah. It makes people incredibly angry. And it's interesting, right? Because it seems inconsequential, but that frustration means something. It's also, if you think about it with your marketing hat on, frustration and anger is not an emotion that you want to evoke from your customer or your prospective customer anyway.
Yeah, it's terrible for a brand.
Exactly. So for those guys who are listening who are good marketers, by which I mean, they think about the relationship with the customer and everything they do is driven towards making that a meaningful relationship. Those guys tend to be inherently good at Poppy. They rarely do anything that's non-compliant. So that's the good news.
And what do you think the marketers most misunderstand about Papia?
Yeah, that's a hard one. At the moment, there's so much misunderstanding about it. I think a lot of marketers don't understand that Papia is not just about getting consent for direct marketing, that it is about how you manage that information. Anything from how secure that database is to keeping it up to date. And then very importantly, you need to look very carefully at how you're getting that information. As you probably know, there is this sort of trend towards, what's called a first party database again in the marketing world. So, because we know customers don't like it when we buy and sell their personal information, brands are moving towards a more authentic sort of first party relationship with their prospects anyway. And that's going to be more Poppy compliant. So the buying and selling of data is going to be a very, very hot topic and is a hot topic globally. Just ask Experian.
And I think we're going to see as marketers, we're going to get a lot better results from people because we're actually communicating with people that want to be spoken to.
Yes. I mean, you guys will know, right? Your engagement rates go through the roof when you're talking to people who are actually expecting to talk to you and who want the information that you're sending them. So it begs the question, when you are using third-party databases with people who you have no relationship with, whether it's your return on investment is good enough to actually bother, communicating with them. So all of this is drives towards a more, I would say, authentic relationship with the people who you're marketing to, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. And what could marketers start doing today to get on track for the 1st of July?
I think the very, very most important thing, and also the thing that a lot of people get wrong, is that marketing departments assume that their legal department is on it or their compliance department is on it. And so no one in marketing is assigned the responsibility to worry about Poppy. Yeah, maybe your lawyer is on it. Maybe your compliance department has been thinking about it, but I can guarantee you that they don't understand the ins and outs of marketing as well as you do. So put up your hand, you know, find a person within your department to make responsible, to ensure that you are poppy-proof, and make sure that they speak to the other people in the organization who might also be working on poppy initiatives. And just assign that responsibility. Decide you want to do it and give the job to someone, in short.
Great. And, you know, it's always quite interesting because I think everyone points a finger and says, you know, it has to be the CEO's responsibility. Yeah. But he can have a team under him, right, as
yeah,
well?
Yeah. So as you rightly point out, the CEO is made the information officer automatically by Poppy or by default, but they routinely delegate that to a team of people. And I think the important thing to understand is that if you're not vocal and if you don't advocate for a marketing friendly approach, you're probably not going to get it, not because they don't like marketing, but because they don't understand necessarily how it works. So I think it's really important that marketing guys not be scared of Poppy, and that they put up their hands and take part in the conversation and say, you know, this is what we need from a marketing perspective. How can we do these things in a Poppy compliant way? Because otherwise you get these solutions that are forced on you by your lawyer or your CEO or your compliance department that might not necessarily work and ultimately harms the organization.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been really insightful and it's always a blast chatting to you.
Thank you.
For our listeners to learn more about Poppia and what it means to you as a marketer, please go to www.evalytic.co.za and visit our marketing guides page. There you can download our 2020 Poppia guide, How to Comply Without Killing Your List. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.